Darrow Film Distribution presents. The title appears. The perfect setting. Exterior, Davidson's Jewelry Store. Afternoon. Now inside.
There's a spot on this glass. Straighten your tie. Who's been eating chips? People, I need you at your tip-top shape. It is not every day we get a jeweler of this caliber showcasing in our room. Oh, she's here. Stand up straight. I am honored, thrilled, and so proud to introduce you to one of the most sought-after jewelers in, well, anywhere. The inimitable
Miss Abby Vandenbrink.
Abby removes her shades with a gloved hand.
Abby. Abby.
Abby.
It's a dream. Abby's asleep at her work table.
Abby. What? What?
Friend.
I have been calling your name.
My gosh, I fell asleep.
Okay, Nadia needs that watch like ASAP. The Duchess is here to pick it up.
I was up all night making these.
Abby shows off earrings.
Ooh. Finally saved up enough for the gems.
You have to show Nadia. She's in a marginally average mood today, and that's really the best that we can ask for.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to show her what you can do beyond repairs. All right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Okay, you're going.
I'm going.
You're
doing this.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Now go!
Now in the store showroom. The Duchess.
Just exquisite work.
Thank you, may I?
Abby fastens a watch around her wrist. Nadia, the woman from her dream, looks on.
What is new? Lovely earrings, darling.
Abby.
Cool. Thank you. I made them, actually.
Huh.
The Duchess exits.
Thank you, Your Grace.
Nadia to Abby.
Abby. When someone compliments your jewelry, you say you got it here. Even if it's from the mall.
Right. Actually, I was wondering if you have time. I'd love to show you some of my other designs.
Fine, but only because Rosie won't stop talking about you. And if I didn't value her opinion, she wouldn't be my assistant anymore.
She looks through Abby's sketchbook.
So...
Nope. Focusing. I see.
She closes the book.
Your designs are lovely, but I can't put sketches in a display case.
No, of course. I was hoping that maybe if you liked something that you might want to commission it and I could take some time and fabricate it.
Oh, Abby, that's not the way any of this works.
Well, you've done it for others in the past.
Those designers already had a body of work to display. You have one pair of earrings and a dozen unrealized designs.
Unrealized for now.
You must make a name for yourself first, and then we'll display your designs and your beautiful jewelry. Not the other way around. We are Davidsons. But good job on the Duchess's watch. Keep it up.
Later, Abby and Rosie walk down the street carrying coffees. Abby.
How do you make a name for yourself if no one will give you a chance?
Rosie.
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked. It is a matter of buzz. Now, you see, nobody wants you until everybody wants you. Trust me, I have been working for Nadia for a very long time, and this is the way you get her to take notice.
Make it sound so easy.
All you have to do is jump right in. You know, it's like some of your PTO days and make some of those sketches a reality.
Yeah, because diamonds and emeralds are so accessible with my salary.
Right. You couldn't use, like, the cheaper stuff. Okay.
I'd be disowned in my family. Besides, I want to make jewelry that makes a statement.
Ah, yes. Like, look how rich I am. Or, don't you wish you were me?
Okay, I was thinking more like classy, demure... Mindful.
Yes. Abby pulls her phone out of her bag.
It's Belgium.
Unknown caller.
Your grandpa?
Not his number.
She answers the call.
Hello?
Abby Vandenbrink?
Banker.
This is Jules Peters from Belfius Bank of Antwerp.
Hi, how can I help you?
We are having an issue with your grandfather's shop, and your name
was added to the trust after your grandmother passed.
It was?
The shop has
been in arrears for several months.
We were hoping you could help remedy
the situation so we wouldn't have to take any
drastic action.
Yes, my grandmother used to handle the finances, so I'm sure something just fell through the cracks.
Yes, that is what we believe as well.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, and I will take care of it, Mr. Peters.
Abby ends the call.
He always said he would leave the shop to me, but I thought it was just talk.
I mean, he knows how you feel about it.
He taught me everything I know.
I hope it's okay.
He seems fine when we talk. He says he's just preparing for the Antwerp Diamond Festival. But obviously, there's something he's not telling me.
Do you think he's struggling without your grandma? I mean, it hasn't even been a year yet.
You know what? I think I am going to take those PTO days and go and check on him. I mean, it's not like I'm doing anything here for Valentine's Day.
I told you not to leave Keith until after Valentine's Day.
I'm kidding. I think this trip is a great idea. You know, maybe he'll have some gems hanging around that he can spare, you know? Find some inspiration there.
What are we creating?
Buzz.
That's right.
Buzz.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now in Belgium, Antwerp. Abby exits a subway train. She walks along the platform through the ornate station. Suitcase in tow, Abby walks along the Belgium street. She's passing an upscale jewelry store. Jewelry glitters in the windows in modern displays. The store is called Remy and Sons. Two men work inside the store.
Wow.
A woman appears holding something in her hand.
Lee.
She taps on the window.
Abby. It's Langsam.
Woman.
You speak English?
Yes.
They're closed.
The woman holds a broken ring in her hand.
I can fix that for you. Let's see.
Abby takes the ring and the dislodged gem.
Oh, yeah. The prongs aren't broken, they're just loose. Let's see.
A handsome bearded man exits the store. Man.
What are you doing?
The store wasn't open, and she was concerned, so...
5 minutes. We open.
Actually, you know what? Can you hold this?
Abby hands him her bag. Abby takes out her tool case.
Just have this. You know, diamonds can be heirlooms, and I get why she's concerned when you lose them.
You're American?
She worked on the ring.
Yes, but I spent a lot of time here as a child.
What, in Antwerp? Or the Diamond District?
Both. My family's from here. This place is sure changed.
Yeah, well, we just renovated it with the latest technology and electronic displays.
And I thought the appeal of this neighborhood was the old world charm.
Well, I guess the thought is we must attract the interest of the next generation.
Of course, but I mean, it's a little much.
You're very good, huh?
Oh, thank you.
And why?
It's a passion. Okay. There you go. Good as new.
The woman slips the ring on her finger.
Voila. Merci.
My pleasure. It's a beautiful ring.
Where do I find you?
Oh, Vandenbrinks. Around the corner.
The woman pats the man's shoulder and goes off.
You've got skills.
Must be the spirit of the neighborhood, I guess.
So it is.
Abby takes her bag.
Thank you. Have a good day.
She goes off.
Yeah, you too.
She glances back over her shoulder. The older man comes out.
What was that?
I'm afraid we just lost Miss Reynard as a customer.
That's unfortunate.
Van den Brinks strikes again.
Now Abby arrives at Van den Brinks, an old world jewelry store. She looks through the window. An old man serves customers. A senior couple exits the store. Abby slips in excitedly.
Bumpa.
Her grandfather looks up, excited to see her. Bumpa.
Hey, Vicha. Why didn't you tell me you were coming?
Abby.
Surprise.
Wonderful surprise.
They embrace. The open sign is turned to closed in the window.
The bank didn't need the board.
In the living quarters.
You have a job and a life in the States.
He puts on his glasses.
I'm fine.
Bompa.
Unfinished work sits on a table.
It's not fine. You can tell me the truth. You know how much I love this place. I'm here to help you.
He looks at a photo of himself and his wife.
One day she wasn't well. And the next week, she was gone. She did everything for me.
I know.
She was the best part of me.
You were the best part of each other.
I tried to get your mother interested in this life here, but yeah, she had to marry a Navy man and move to the States. At least you have a love for him.
Abby nods.
You guys built something incredible together.
One day, it will be yours.
But it's yours now, so I want to help you preserve it.
Bompa sits down at the work table.
Yeah. I suppose it's a bit of a bad luck.
Yeah, what happened to Luca? Is he not working for you anymore?
He was too much money. I'm perfectly capable.
Hey, but you're only one person. You need some help in the shop.
I don't know how I let it come to this point.
Okay, so we're going to finish the repairs and get you current, and then you can get back to doing what you do best, designing.
Abby retrieves work materials.
Okay, I have 2 weeks. We're going to get it all done. And the fact that my visit coincides with the festival is just an added bonus.
She pulls out a drawer in a cabinet.
I don't think I've attended since I was in middle school.
It hasn't changed much.
Well, the neighborhood sure has. Remy and Sons did a complete overhaul of their shop. It's like the old world charm gone.
Yeah. We don't need gimmicks like Peter Remy.
And I know that your piece for the competition is going to pull out a win, and with that prize money, we're going to get settled up with the bank and show Peter Remy what's what. What?
I'm not entering. It's too much. Trying to keep up has taken all my attention.
This is all repairs. Designing is what you love.
I could say the same about you. Are you designing your custom pieces?
I'm trying. You instilled in me a very expensive aesthetic.
Sometimes repair must pay the bills.
I used to love watching you compete and win, year after year. It's one of the greatest joys of my childhood.
I try again next year, when there's more time. After all, my Abigi is here to save the day.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the lobster clasps for the necklace.
It's fine. I'm here to help. I will go to the mart and get some.
Are you sure? The mart is not always so welcoming to outsiders.
Bompa, come on. I've been there a dozen times. How hard can it be?
Abby goes off. Later, Abby approaches the jewelry mart. A security guard blocks her path. Guard.
Oh, excuse me. Heeft u een toegangspas, mevrouw?
Abby.
Excuse me?
Welcome.
He lets someone else pass.
Een toegangspas.
Okay, ik ben Abby Vandenbrink from Vandenbrink Jewelers.
The guy from Remy's.
Jewelry mart here is a bit different than in the States.
Het is oké, ik kan een brugje leiden. Neem jij ze mee naar binnen?
Ja. Oké. He says you can come in, but only with me.
Excellent. Thank you.
They enter the jewelry mart area. Later, Abby carries a bag. Abby.
Thank you for this. So do you do that often?
Remy's guy.
What? Do what?
Swoop in on a damsel in distress, get to be the hero, save the day.
Oh, if I was trying to be a hero, I would go much bigger than lobster claps.
Fair.
You were quite the hero yourself earlier on the street corner. Your skills of an expert.
All in a day's work. But thank you for this. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, you better, after stealing away one of our customers.
What do you mean?
I guess we weren't introduced properly earlier. I'm Alexander. Remy.
You're the Anne Sons part of the name.
I am. And from the moment you said Van den Brink, I knew you were a force to be reckoned with.
I wasn't trying to poach anyone. She needed help. You weren't open.
That's what superheroes do.
We met once when I was like 12. I was here for the competition. It was between your dad and my bompa, and we were cheering them on.
He looks at her curiously.
Oh, that was you. You had quite the spirit back then.
I still do. Band and Brinks take great pride in our work.
As do we Remy's. And as I recall, I believe we took the victory that year. And the year before, and the year before, and the year before. This year will be no difference.
Don't underestimate us, okay? We might not be cutting edge, but our work speaks for itself.
And yet we'll still emerge victorious next week.
You seem pretty sure of yourself.
Well, I understood that your grandfather is sitting out of the competition this year.
No.
So the rumors aren't true?
No.
Well, he's not entered the competition yet, so...
That's because he's not competing. I am. I'm a Vandenbrink, I'm a designer, and so here I am. Represent.
Wow, this contest is taking an interesting turn.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You better get going, because the registration is closing tonight.
Yeah, that's where I was headed.
Of course you were.
Good luck to you, mister.
Yeah, good luck to you, Vandenbrink.
Abby walks away. Back at Vandenbrink's, Bompa.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Abby.
It's like my mind had a mouth of its own. It just blurted it out before I could stop it.
It was fate.
No, Bompa, it's not. I've never done anything like this before. So, where's that?
Every journey has its first step. You're more than capable of not only entering, but winning. I thought you were. I know your talent, and with this, your boss will know too.
I wish I had your confidence.
I help as much as I can. You have 8 days, and you will be ready.
Yeah. I'll be ready.
Later that night, Abby's room. Abby sits on her bed. She answers a call.
Rosie.
Hey, I got your text. Sorry, I couldn't call before my lunch break.
I can't believe you entered the competition. Okay, tell me everything so I can relate it to Nadia. She
watches it religiously on the trades.
Okay, so there's this guy.
Ooh, okay, guy, do tell.
No, not that kind of guy.
That's too bad. I mean,
how amazing would it be if you ran off to Europe and fell in love?
Okay, slow your roll, Rosie. He's a jeweler. It's Remy and Sons.
There's this kind of rivalry between his dad and my grandfather. They ping-pong back and forth. 1 year my bompa will win, and then the next year, Remy and Sons.
Ooh, okay, hold up. And Sons is cute.
His name is Alexander, and yes, he's not terrible looking, but I felt like he was kind of baiting me, and I couldn't let him get away with it. So now I am going to humiliate myself in front of the entire Antwerp Diamond District.
No, you are not. You are going to do amazing.
Ah, Nettie is going to flip when she hears this. This is
exactly what she wants to hear.
I hope so. Thanks, Rosie.
Anytime. Keep me posted on your progress.
I will.
Oh, wait, and...
If and Sons, you know, ask you out for, like, a coffee or something, say yes. It's almost Valentine's Day.
Okay, yes, bye.
The next day.
Hello. Makigen Fritter, please.
Oh, the pronunciation.
Alexander appears behind her. He holds up 2 fingers.
Yeah, I think I found your greatest skill.
What, I only have one?
I don't know, but you're real good at sneaking up on people.
Oh, the bad guys don't see you coming. They can't run.
Wait, am I the bad guy in this scenario?
Absolutely not. So you're working on your designs?
I'll never tell. You're not getting my secrets.
I wouldn't dare ask. But I thought you're new to this, so maybe I could give you some tips.
Well, why would my competition want to help me?
I'm not your competition. My dad is.
Right, well, maybe you're fishing for information for him.
Okay, well, maybe it's not about the contest at all. Maybe I just find you intriguing, and I want to know more about you.
Abby and Alexander walk together.
An American who likes fries with mayo. Plot thickens.
People in the States don't get it, but I was trained right by my grandparents.
It really is the only way to do it.
They enjoy their fries with mayo.
So, Your parents, aren't they in the diamond business?
Well, my dad was a Navy man, and he met my mom here while he was stationed, and now he's the captain of a cruise ship, and she's the pastry chef on board. I moved around a lot when I was a kid. It's the military way.
But you came here to visit.
It's my favorite place in the world. Watching my grandparents create something exquisite out of nothing but imagination.
It's a beautiful thought, but it's a slow process because we live in the instant gratification generation. People want things now. They don't want to wait months for fabrication.
And I find that so sad.
Prefabricated can still be beautiful. Like my dad says, we have to do whatever it takes to stay alive in a shrinking marketplace.
He eats a fry.
But it's missing passion. The craftsmanship, the attention to detail.
Also missing the profits.
It's just, it's never been about the money for me. It's just, it's about the love of it.
Can we not have both? Passion, beauty, everything a heart could possibly desire.
Well, I guess this competition's the first step toward finding out.
At Vandenberg's.
Oh, there's a check on the desk for you to sign. I'm gonna make the first payment to the bank today.
Abby. Rebonfa signs the check.
Will you come with me to the festival opening today? It's the first meeting of the contestants, and I feel a bit like a fish out of water here.
Of course.
Bonfa.
You're representing Van den Brinks. I happily make a showing.
Thank you, Bonfa. What do you know about Alexander Remy?
Nice boy. Nothing like his father. Not a creative bone in his body. But his business sense is fantastic.
He knows how to create buzz.
But there are other ways. Like this competition. It's the equivalent of a Michelin star for jurors. Not to mention the €100,000 prize.
Yes, which would get us squared up with the bank and some left over. Home is where the heart is. That's the theme for this year.
And what are you thinking?
I don't even know. Moving around so much when Dad was on active duty, no place ever really felt like home to me.
Sometimes home is like a feeling. For me, it was your grandmother. Wherever she was, that was home. You must dig deep, Abijah, and find out what home means to you.
Now at the Diamond Festival headquarters, Abby.
This is exactly like I remember it. I was always so mad when Mom and Dad wouldn't let me miss school for this every year. I always wished it took place in the summer.
Bumpa.
We should do this every year.
My job isn't so generous with time off. It took me 3 years to accrue enough days for this visit.
After competition, your boss will be begging you to design for her.
You always know just the right thing to say. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Mr. Remy.
I'd say we're all happy you're here.
Appears Peter. With Alexander.
Laurent, I understand you've given your slot to the next generation. It is risky utilizing an amateur, I'll give you that.
Alexander.
Dad.
The next generation just might surprise you.
I doubt that very much. But I can't wait to see.
She makes original pieces, beautiful ones. None of these 3D, mass-produced, and knock-off design. You, sir.
Bonpa.
We may sell those things, but we do not cheat with anything mass-produced for a competition. An original piece is being fabricated in our shop as we speak.
Is that so?
It is. By my son, in fact.
Sorry, what?
Alexander is surprised.
Like you have done, Alexander is following in my very capable footsteps. He's the future of Remy and Son, you know.
But you're the one who's already been entered in the competition.
Ah, Remy and Son is entered, and Alexander is a part of that team.
Yeah, we were going to announce that today. Well, it was supposed to be a surprise, so. Surprise.
Well then. Good luck to us all.
Indeed.
Abby and her grandfather walk away.
What was that?
Remember, any press is good press, and we need to stay relevant. And now, the rivalry lives on with the next generation.
I get all that, but we don't need to take such extreme measures. I'm not my brother, Dad.
Just be careful with that girl. This is your future, so don't let her get in your head. You remember what happened the last time.
A little later, the main stage area. A man addresses participants.
Welcome.
Abby and Alexander.
The competition takes place in two stages.
Sit at opposite tables.
Sketch phase accounts for 25% of the score.
They glance at each other.
The execution phase will receive the other 75%. Please remember that all entries must be anonymous. You may pick up your official envelope here at the front table. Please have your sketches in by Thursday at 9 a.m. And we hope to see you all here that night for the Carrots and Cupids dance. Now go, design, and make our community proud.
Now on the street, Abby answers her phone. Jules Peters.
Hello?
Miss Van den Brink?
This is Jules Peters again from Belfius Bank of Antwerp.
Oh, hi, Mr. Peters. I'm actually in Antwerp.
Thank you for sending the first payment. But we really do need to get this account current as soon as possible.
Yes, we have a couple more billings coming in and I should be able to get you a check in the next few weeks.
Weeks? Miss Van den Brink, this account...
It's 5 months past due.
Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't had a chance to go through my grandfather's paperwork yet. I didn't know it was that serious. Okay, I promise to get this sorted. I will, I just need a little bit more time.
I'll try, but...
I can only hold off for so long.
Thank you, yes, I understand, and I appreciate the help.
Abby hangs up. Seated on a park bench, Alexander sketches a ring on a tablet. Abby approaches him. Abby.
Hey, looks like we had the same idea.
Alexander.
Look who's doing the sneaking up.
I figured turnabout was fair play.
She sits beside him.
For the competition?
Yeah. Just seemed to be having a bit of a block.
It happens to the best of us. Keep going. You'll push through.
My father has been begging me to take over the competition from him. But design is just... not my strong suit, as they say.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
It's Remy and Sons, but you're only one son. Why the plural?
There were three of us. Not just my father and I. And it's always been his dream to work alongside his sons, as he did with his father.
I'm so sorry. Did Matthias...
Oh, no, he's alive and well. He just fell in love with a woman, moved to Cleveland, leaving a Matthias-shaped hole in my father's heart.
Well, I'm glad he's okay, at least.
Okay. Matthias is perfect. He just didn't go into the business, wasting his talent on selling insurances. And now, father is trying everything he can to put me into his shoes, mold me into a man that I can never be.
Well, according to my grandfather, it's all thanks to you that the business is thriving. And that's no small feat, trust me.
Well, my father doesn't see it that way.
Alexander stands.
He says, I've got the mind for business, but creative skills of a six-year-old.
Hey, I know some pretty talented six-year-olds.
Abby gets up.
So, don't sell yourself short.
Just don't operate that way. I just can... sell and market a piece, but...
We all have our strengths.
And this is clearly not it.
Here's an unorthodox thought. Van den Brink's is struggling. Bank's on our backs. It's hard to compete with online stores. But I have a proposition. You help me whip Van den Brink's into shape, and I will help you get in touch with your creative side, which I know is there. It's just lying dormant.
Our families can never know.
Well, I'm sure that my grandfather would not be pleased if I was speaking to a Remy. He's very proud.
Okay. Well, I can keep a secret.
What a coincidence. So can I.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Now at Van den Brink's jewelry store. Abby sits at a table working on her design. Her Bumpa approaches. Bumpa.
How is your
design doing?
Abby.
Oh, I've been working on it all day. I'm just taking a little break. The creative juices weren't exactly flowing. Plus, this backlog was just staring me down. Oh, I made another payment to the bank because another billing came in.
So much pressure off. Thanks to your help. I could maybe begin making original pieces again.
She checks her phone. Text from AR.
If he could
meet me at the bridge,
get the word out.
At dusk.
My customers only think of me for repairs lately.
She puts the phone down.
I'm working on outreach. I'm coming up with a marketing plan to bring more business in here.
I cannot wait to hear it. We can discuss it over an early dinner.
I was gonna go out for dinner, actually. For inspiration for the competition. My sketches are due soon.
But I made pâté gourmet. My first time cooking with Alboma. It was always your favorite.
Still is. You two used to make it together while I played with that uncut diamond over there.
She picks up the diamond.
Which I used to think was rock salt.
From the top of an antique desk.
I can't believe you still haven't cut it.
It was the first stone Boma and I acquired together when we opened the shop. And we called it a good luck charm. If we wanted to keep it intact.
So, you let a six-year-old play with it?
Not that it could break it. And it made you happy.
Abby looks at the diamond in her hand.
It's so complex, isn't it? The way a diamond is formed, it's from this rock. It becomes brilliant.
I like to think we all experience a similar evolution.
She puts the diamond back beside the photograph.
Well, being with you makes me happy, and I would love nothing more than to have pâté gourmet with you.
Pâté gourmet?
Okay. I'm just going to finish this up, and I'll be right over.
Okay. She sits back down to work, and her grandfather goes off. She replies to Alexander's text. Thumbs up. Can we make it 7? Later that evening, Abby waits on the bridge for Alexander. He approaches. Abby turns to see him. Abby.
Oh. Hi.
Alexander.
Hi. Hope I didn't keep you waiting.
No. I was just taking in the beauty of this place.
Me too.
This is actually when my grandparents got engaged.
It's a very popular site for romance and engagements.
But their love was kind of forbidden.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. I always used to make them tell me the story.
You can't leave me hanging there.
Okay, so she came from money, and her parents did not approve of him. He was an aspiring jeweler and an apprentice for a diamond cutter. So for a year, they would sneak away and meet here.
Kind of what we're doing right now, without all the real romance and engagements and stuff.
No, without all that stuff. So on the night that they got engaged, she was actually running away, and her parents followed her here, and they saw him propose. And seeing the love in their eyes, they had no choice but to give their blessing.
So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been hard for him to lose her.
Yeah, yeah. He says when you find that person, that's home.
The theme of the contest, home is where the heart is. It's a little vague, if I'm being honest.
I never had a real home growing up, you know? At least no place I ever felt connected to. What does home mean to you?
Remy and Sons. Even though I can never be what it needs me to be, it will always be that for me.
I get that. Van den Brink's felt more like home than any house I ever lived in.
Maybe your grandfather's right. Home is a who, not a where. So, I have something for you.
Okay. Great.
He shows her a tablet.
Oh my gosh, did you do all this in one day?
A couple hours, actually. A few
pictures are placeholders, and as soon as you get me the photos of the original pieces, I can adjust them.
This is incredible. I've been wanting to make a website for him, but he's so old school. Thank you for this. Tomorrow, the flower market, noon, we are going to find your hidden talent.
Later, Vanderbrink's. Abby's room. Abby sits up in bed sketching. She looks at her sketches. She closes the sketchbook, tossing it aside. Then she picks up her phone. There's a message from Rosie. Nadia is beside herself, waiting to see your sketch. The next morning at the flower market. Abby and Alexander walk together. Alexander. Abby.
Okay, I give. What are we doing here, and what does this place have to do with jewelry design?
What inspires you, Alexander?
Progress. Seeing the fruits of our labor. Positive balance sheets.
Okay, all good things. It's not exactly what I had in mind. With creativity, you can't force it.
Okay, so what inspires you?
This!
They walk over to a vendor.
Nature. Its beauty is so unique.
She selects a peach-colored rose.
Every petal is different. Like when you hold a magnifying glass against a snowflake. Here.
He looks at the flower.
Look beyond the surface.
With the glass.
What do you see?
Alexander sees the intricate details of the petals.
It's like there's a whole other universe. It's not visible to the naked eye.
She shows him her earring.
Now look at these. Magnified.
He looks through the glass at the earring in her ear. He stands back, smiling.
Detail is impeccable, although not obvious from far.
That's where I like to find my creativity. I'm looking beyond the obvious.
I'm going to consider that tonight. Dig deeper. Seeing as our sketches are due in the morning, I think you should do the same. Look beneath the surface of Van den Brink. Just put it under a microscope and see what it means to you. Mm-hmm. You know that tomorrow night it's the Carrots and Cupids dance.
Yes, it is.
Were you planning on going?
I don't know. I don't have a dance partner.
You might know someone. Quite the moves.
Matthias?
No. Matthias couldn't quite do this. May I have this last money?
I would. But.
But? What?
We're not supposed to be seen together in public, remember?
Right. I think I'm starting to hate that part.
They continue walking together. Later that night, Vanderburk's jewelry store. Abby paces. She looks at the photo of her grandparents beside the diamond on the desk. Her grandmother wears a bracelet. She picks up the diamond. She turns the gem over in her hand. She sets the diamond back down and picks up the photograph. She looks at the photo of her smiling grandparents, a glittering bracelet on her grandmother's wrist. Abby places the photo back on the desk. Abby sits down at the antique desk. She thinks a moment, then begins to sketch. The next morning,
be sure
the Antwerp Diamond Festival.
Be sure that your sketch is submitted in an unmarked official contest envelope.
Abby and Alexander are in line with their envelopes.
Look beneath the surface.
And are you happy with your design?
His father's with him.
I'm not unhappy. Not sure how I'm going to execute it, but I do like the idea behind it.
I'm sure it'll be great. Oh, I sent you some more pictures of Bomba's designs for the website.
I'll plug them in later tonight. Hey, I have something to show you. Can you meet me at the Grote Markt in an hour?
Yeah, I think I can make that happen. Thank you.
They hand in their envelopes. Alexander's father approaches. They fake animosity. Abby.
You have some nerve, Mr. Remy. Do you want to make a wager about this?
Alexander.
Oh, absolutely not. I couldn't live with myself taking away your hard-earned money that way.
Oh, that's what someone says when they know they're gonna lose.
Whoa. Do not mistake my confidence for false bravado, Miss Van den Brink. Quite sure of my chances here.
Unlike some contestants, we've been here before. We prove ourselves with our work, and it's in the bag, as they say. See you on the 14th, Miss Van den Brink.
I look forward to it.
Abby sidles away. Later, Alexander and Abby meet up.
If I had known we were coming here, I would have skipped breakfast.
In Antwerp, there's always room for more.
So, why am I here? How is this going to help me with my family's shop?
Allow me to explain. You see those two waffle shops?
Mm-hmm.
They sell the exact same products. I imagine the taste is similar, prices are competitive.
What do you notice?
Well, this one has a long line, and this one is a ghost town.
And why do you think that is?
Soggy waffles. Runny whipped cream. Bad score from the health inspector.
As you would say, Look closer.
He makes binoculars with his fingers.
Well, the waffles in that window look more appealing.
That's because they clean the glass cases every 20 minutes, so no fingerprints.
Mm. Well, the pictures of the waffles, it was making me hungry. The ivy is nice, and the flowers.
Exactly. You gotta make your customers salivate, you know? Your product can't speak for itself if your customers don't know it exists.
Okay, so I see what you're saying, but isn't it enough to have existed for half a century?
Reputation is important, but you still gotta distinguish yourself from the competition.
Aren't you the competition?
No, Abby. No matter how this contest is gonna turn out, Remy and Sons will never be able to do what Van den Brink does.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, my grandfather is exceptional at what he does, but...
Oh, I wasn't talking about your grandfather. Can't you see? You are the future of Van den Brink's.
Now Abby's back at Van den Brink's. She cleans the front window. Then she sets a wooden display case on the sill. She sets up a window display. She adds flowers and strings fairy lights through the open ring boxes. She stands back to look at her work. Her grandfather enters the shop looking haggard and out of breath. Abby.
Bompa? You okay?
Bompa.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just ran up the stairs too quickly. I'm not so spry as I used to be. Yes. What you did with the window, it worked. I just sold the emerald brooch.
Bompa, that's wonderful.
And the woman is here from France, and she asked me to bring some designs to her hotel after her lunch meeting. And she wants to commission a graduation gift for her granddaughter. Had I known that you had such an impact, I'd called you earlier.
I am here to help. So does this mean that you are not going to the dance tonight?
Perhaps. If my meeting doesn't go late, I make an appearance, but you go.
Yeah.
I need to find my old sketches.
We're cooking now, Bompa. You and me.
Oh, no.
What?
I volunteered to bake Mama's heart-shaped stroopwafels for carrots and cupids, but I completely forgot about it just till now. I don't know where my head is.
Your head is back in business, where it belongs.
Do you know any pastry chef who wants to work for free?
No, but I happen to be an expert at making Boma's stroopwafels.
Later, Abby opens a window and looks out. She calls to Alexander.
Hey, you got my text.
Thanks for coming so quickly.
On the street below.
Any chance you know how to make stroop waffles?
No.
Alexander.
But I know how to follow a recipe. Sort of.
Great. That makes one of us. Come on up.
She closes the window. Later, the kitchen is full of smoke. Abby waves a towel.
Okay. It's official. We're an unmitigated disaster.
Alexander shuts off the smoke alarm.
I don't know why I thought I could tackle a waffle iron. I can't even make boxed mac and cheese, so.
Alexander.
I know what we need to do. We'll stop by Elson's Bakery on our way to Carrots and Cupids. They sell heart-shaped stroop waffles this time of year. No one will ever know.
We are racking up a lot of secrets here, Mr. Remy.
That's what makes this so much fun, Miss Van der Brink. I'm gonna change, and I will swing back by to get you.
Sounds like a plan.
Or is it a date?
It's not a date, it's a plan. A date is strictly forbidden.
Well, your grandparents, they found a way to make the forbidden work.
He puts on his coat.
Yes, they did. But I think we should wait until after the competition before we date or plan or anything.
After the competition, you'll be back in the States. So time's not really on my side here. Hey, how about we just be in the moment tonight? Not worry about anything. Just take it from there.
Okay.
Rosie is calling. In her room getting ready, Abby answers the call.
Hi, Ro. I'm getting ready for Carrots and Cupids.
Rosie.
Hey, that's fun. I am in a limousine on my way to pick up Nadia to go to the airport.
Where are you going?
Antwerp. Nadia literally decided like 5 minutes ago.
Why?
Well, she saw you and some fellow contestants on the Jewelry Exchange website, so all the trades are covering it, so now she wants to go down to, quote, maximize the publicity from this for the store.
I'm representing Van and Brinks in this competition, not Davidson's.
Do you think that would stop her?
One of our very own at the Antwerp Diamond Festival contest?
The possibilities are endless.
I'm excited. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to warn you. We'll be there tomorrow night. So, what's happening with you and Sons? Are you seeing him at this dance?
Yes. We are going together. But it's complicated. He wants to live in the moment tonight.
Yeah, he's right. I agree with him. You like him, Abs.
I do. But geography is not on our side.
Okay, so it's a fun vacation trip. Just enjoy it while it lasts. I mean, this is the first guy to even pique your interest since Keith. But you know what is on your side?
Talent. I'll see you tomorrow.
Travel safe. Bye.
Abby looks at herself in the dressing table mirror. Now Alexander waits outside Van den Brink's. The door opens and Abby steps out wearing a red gown. Alexander turns to look at her. She looks at him dressed in his finery. Alexander.
You shine like a diamond.
Abby.
You clean up pretty well yourself.
Thanks. Shall we?
Mm-hmm. He takes her hand and they walk off. Later that evening at the dance, well-heeled guests arrive. Abby and Alexander enter. Alexander.
Well, since we are on our first, whatever this is, I have to say, you, in all the time that we spent together, you've talked a lot about your love of family, but never relationships.
Abby.
You didn't ask.
I didn't know you cared.
Well, since you asked...
She hands him a glass of champagne.
I almost got married last year.
And takes her own.
Huh.
She drinks.
See, I should have stopped at the almost part.
You went through with it?
The regrets that will live in infamy. But I was very young and stupid at the time. Why didn't you go through with it?
I don't know. You know when you're with someone for a long time and you don't really know how to live without them? Yes.
Can imagine. It becomes quite comfortable.
No, It was uncomfortable, actually. And I didn't know why at the time, but I realized it wasn't right.
It's a good thing that you set him free so that he could find the person that was right for him.
Yeah. I mean, I hated hurting him, but it wouldn't have been fair to either of us if I went through with it, so. What's your story, young and stupid?
Well, they say diamonds are a girl's best friend. My ex's case, they were her first and only love. But Camille was very good at telling me exactly what I wanted to hear. I felt like only a 20-year-old can. It took a while for me to realize that objects, especially the one in our shop, were more important to her than I was.
I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
We live and we learn. Sometimes makes us wiser.
Yes. And sometimes it helps you learn what you do want.
Maybe we should have a dance. My dad's not coming tonight.
I don't think my bomba is either, but I'm sure they have eyes everywhere.
Don't let them talk. We cannot have our first, whatever this is, without at least having one dance.
Right. Let's live in the moment.
He holds out a hand and she takes it. They step out onto the dance floor. They waltz together. A musician draws a bow across violin strings. The musicians continue playing.
One more.
I know it's a slippery slope. First it's one more, then two, then 10.
I hope so.
Again, Abby and Alexander dance together. They stare into each other's eyes. He bends to kiss her.
Alexander!
Abby!
Their elders arrive.
What is this?
Caught in the act, they part guiltily. Later, Bompa.
You like him, don't you?
They walk together.
I just want you to be cautious.
Abby.
He's a good person, Bompa.
Mr. Remy.
Don't know. She could be using you. Do you want to go down that road again?
Walking with Alexander.
Abby is nothing like Camille.
Intercuts.
Alexander is nothing like Peter.
You're here for a short time. And it's your dream. It's important to keep focus.
I am focused. Our business means everything to me.
What I do know is that you will win.
I didn't ask for you to put me in the competition.
Vandenbrink.
You have a real chance of winning.
I don't know about that.
Remy's.
And you're putting way too much pressure on me. I don't have the confidence and skill like Matthias.
Vandenbrink.
Skill can only get us so far. If you have a dream, you can't take your eye off the prize for even one moment.
I know.
Remy's.
The problem is you're not serious.
I am serious. How could you say that I'm not serious?
Allowing the competition to get close to you so few days before the finals? You have to finish strong.
Vandenbrink.
Finish strong, Abijah. And you can write your own ticket. If Alexander is your future, so be it.
Remy's.
This is our future. You can't let an amateur swoop in and get into your head and take the limelight away from us.
Throwing up a hand, Alexander walks away. The next day, Vandenbrink's. Using a torch, Abby melts gold in a crucible. Bompa.
You need these for your bracelet.
He empties gems onto the table. She looks at the diamonds, sapphires, rubies, and emeralds.
Bompa, where did you get those? They're so expensive.
have my ways.
You took them out of another design, didn't you? Thank you. They're exactly what I needed.
How is it coming?
Good, I'm just...
Abby continues melting the gold.
Melting the gold. And...
she turns off her flame.
Pouring it.
She pours the molten gold.
Into the bracelet mold.
Into the bracelet mold.
Why don't we take a walk when it cools? We haven't lit a candle for Boma since you got here.
Later, Abby and her grandfather are in a church. They both light votive candles. They blow out the splints. They both take a seat in a nearby pew. Bompa.
Boma would love that you decided to make a bracelet.
Abby.
I saw the photo in your shop, and I remembered how her bracelets used to jingle when she walked. Most of them made by you.
All of them made by me. She sees a picture of something she found beautiful and put in an order. More like a demand. Bring it home.
When I really think of home and what it means to me, it's here. It's her. It's you. The shop was the only constant in my life as a kid. I would come and visit, and everything would be the same. And I needed that so much.
It will be yours one day.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
What do you want it to mean?
I don't know. I have a job and a life in Chicago. My boss is on her way here right now to capitalize on the press from the competition.
Once you win this money, you can quit the job and do full-time fabrications on your own terms.
No. This money is for you, for the shop, so you can get settled up with the bank and find some help. You don't have to do this alone anymore. I promise.
The money's for the winner.
Yes. Brandon Brinks, who I'm representing. I'm not here as an employee of Davidson's. This is not about me.
Oh, sweet child.
Later that evening, in the workshop, Abby works on her bracelet. Using tools, she sets the delicate stones in place. Answers a call. Oh.
Well, you're up late.
Arba didn't wake you?
Oh, no. Sleep is not in the cards tonight.
Well, I was burning the midnight oil as well.
Intercuts with Alexander.
And it's just about to burn out on me.
Okay.
What seems to be the problem?
I can't seem to get these gems fixed properly. Well, everyone is gone for tonight, and I just... refuse to give my dad the satisfaction of knowing that I'm struggling.
So, what, you need me to come over there and rescue you? Is that why you're calling?
Isn't that what superheroes do?
Okay, fine, I'll throw in my magic suit and I'll be right over. See you in 10.
They end the call. Alexander smiles. A little later, Abby arrives. He opens the door and lets her in. She wears pajamas under her coat. Abby.
Yes, my magic suit is pajamas. Don't judge me.
After you?
Abby enters the showroom.
Wow.
Check this out. We use high-color rendering LED bulbs to accurately represent the colors of the gems.
Abby looks into a display case.
These glasses are cleaned every hour and as needed. These digital screens allow the customers to view detailed information about the gems, including craftsmanship and design origin.
So you guys left no stone unturned.
We gotta spend money to make money.
See, you know, that's the part that I have a problem with.
Okay. Show me what you got.
They sit at a table.
Okay, so you know that this is supposed to be anonymous, right?
I won't say anything if you don't. Okay, so you're making a woman's ring. What's the significance of home?
Well, it's inspired by my mother's engagement ring. She died when I was 6. Don't remember much, but I do remember the sparkle that came off of her hand. It was a big diamond, 6 carats, courtesy of my grandfather.
I always thought it was interesting how these jewels could spark memories.
I think home is not a place. I think that home are the people that really see you.
Yeah, I do too.
So, if I could only get this diamond to sit.
Okay, so I see that you've done a bezel setting, but it would have been a little better if you'd done modified tension, but okay, it's fine. We can work with it. Let's see here.
She picks up the tool and sets the diamond. Alexander watches her.
Like that.
She hands him the finished ring.
And that's how it's done.
You're amazing.
It's really just the basics of jewelry fabrication.
That's not what I meant.
I should probably get back to my work.
They stare at each other.
Yeah. I should.
Abby and Alexander kiss.
Oops. Now we're in trouble.
The best kind.
They kiss again. The next morning, Vanderburg's store. Abby's at work. Her grandfather enters. Bumpa. He switches glasses and looks at her work.
Gorgeous. What a design.
A glittering bracelet.
Mama would have loved this.
Thank you.
Are you writing a statement?
Yes, I still have to type it up, but I think it's pretty good.
Would you read it for me?
Yes.
Abby reads.
When we think of home, we think of 4 walls and a door. We think of a chimney with smoke billowing out. But in reality, home is a feeling. A knowingness that you belong. This bracelet is a reflection of the unconditional love that encompassed me each time I walked in this one particular door. It encircled me and gave me a place to develop my passion. The jewels represent the unbreakable, eternal light of love in the eyes of the people who truly see you.
How proud she would be of you, as am I.
Thank you, Bumpa. Thank you for always believing in me.
Always and forever.
Rosie and the boss enter.
Oh!
Rosie.
You're here. You made it.
Hello.
Hi.
Abby hugs Rosie. The boss looks around the shop.
The history, the smells. Oh, but impeccable craftsmanship.
Yeah, that's my grandfather. He's won the competition many times.
Well, let's just hope it runs in the family.
She exits the store.
Guess we're going to check in at the hotel.
Okay.
But I'll catch you at the festival.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here. Lots to do.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Later that evening, the festival.
As we stated, this is all anonymous. So, do not point out your design. Our judges must make pure assessments. Please, everyone else, come and have a look. Our judges choose the grand prize, but we do have the audience favorite award as well. So, be sure to vote.
Nadia Davidson, reporting from Antwerp. And our very own employee, Abby Vandenbrink, is on the stage right now at the Antwerp Diamond Festival's jewelry competition. Who will emerge victorious? Will we emerge victorious? Stay tuned.
Various pieces of jewelry on display inside plexiglass cases. A ring on a hand mannequin. A glittering necklace. Abby's bracelet. Pompa sits alone. Alexander joins his father.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to meet with a vendor. Did I miss it?
Not much has happened yet. Judges are examining the pieces, and tomorrow we'll know if it's going to go our way.
It's going to go our way, son.
You can't know that.
I certainly can. And I do. Let's just say one of the judges owes me a very large favor, and I've called it in.
What?
Keep your voice down.
That's why you are so willing to let me join the competition. Because it's fixed.
You make it sound so sinister.
It is sinister, Dad. For a moment, I thought you had let go of the comparisons to Matthias and just see me for me, but I see that I'm wrong.
This is about our future, your future. It's all going to be yours. But our shop needs to exist for that to happen.
It's cheating. We can't do that to...
To her?
To all of them. It's not right.
It doesn't matter now. It's done.
He looks disgusted.
And so am I.
Alexander. Alexander.
Alexander walks out.
Please, Alexander!
Abby approaches Rosie. Rosie.
So, are you going to introduce me to Ensign?
Abby.
I don't know. I saw him go talk to his dad, and now he didn't come back.
Girl, he is coming back. I saw the way he looked at you at that stage.
We kissed last night. Shut up. We're keeping it low-key. His dad and my grandfather were not thrilled to see us together.
How romantic. It's exactly like Romeo and Juliet, if you were Belgian.
I'm so glad you're here.
Me too.
I am going to go take care of Nadia.
An assistant's work is never done.
Not with my boss.
Rosie goes off. Alone at her table, Abby makes a call.
Hi, it's Abby. I was looking for you to introduce you to my coworkers who are here from Chicago, including my boss. But maybe you left already? Call me when you get this.
Abby ends the call. She sends a text. You still at the festival? She sees the message has been read but not replied to. Now outside, Alexander walks alone. He checks the messages from Abby on his phone. Are you okay? I haven't heard back from you all day. He turns his phone off.
Ghosted.
Abby drinks her wine.
No.
Rosie.
And Sans is going dark on you?
Abby.
I don't know what happened. Everything was fine at the competition this morning, and he just took off, and now he's not answering his calls and texts.
Maybe he just didn't get them.
Well, he has his red receipts on.
Yeah, those are the worst. You know, it is impossible to ignore Nadia's texts as long as those are in existence.
I don't know what happened. Maybe it was the kiss? Maybe he got scared?
Or maybe there was an emergency?
If there's an emergency, why doesn't he just tell me? He's obviously reading his texts.
Okay, all right. So I know this isn't the way you want it to go, but hey, look at the bright side. Nadia is taking notice, all right? You are finally getting the press you need to actually do this thing. You can write your own ticket once you get home.
Home?
Yes. Chicago is where you belong. Girl,
You are finally making your dreams come true.
Abby drinks her wine.
Yeah. You're right.
The next day, Abby and her grandfather entered the festival hall. The audience is milling about. The MC is
Ladies
on the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the finals of the jewelry design competition here at the 56th annual Antwerp Diamond Festival. As you may notice, there are now only 9 designs in the cases, as one of our contestants, Alexander Remy, has withdrawn from the competition.
Fompa,
why is he withdrawn?
Abby.
I have no idea. I haven't heard from him since yesterday.
And now, without any further delay, I am pleased to announce the results of the competition.
Using your phone, Nadia records herself.
The moment of truth. Who will emerge victorious?
The envelope is handed to the MC.
And the grand prize winner is...
He opens the envelope.
Oh, this is a surprise. Antoine Lemons from Jewelry Exchange.
The winner embraces the people around him. He approaches the stage. Mr. Remy looks displeased.
A long-time entrant.
Abby's disappointed.
First-time winner.
Bumpa.
Just the place. In this competition is an accomplishment.
I wanted this so much for us, Bumpa.
Yes, I know. And you did beautiful work. Something to be proud of. And that's enough. I love you so much.
Yeah, I love you too.
I have no regrets.
And now for the audience favorite award.
Yeah.
And the winner is Abby Vandenbrink from Vandenbrinks.
Abby, surprise. Ah! Abby approaches the stage. The award is presented to Abby.
Thank you.
Bravo. Congratulations to all our winners. And we hope to see you all again here next year.
The MC to Mr. Remy.
We figured that Alexander would want his piece back. It was very beautiful.
He gives the piece to Mr. Remy.
Whatever his reasons for withdrawing, he truly had a chance at the prize.
Mr. Remy looks down at Alexander's ring in the ring box. The diamonds glitter in the light.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Abby approaches Mr. Remy.
Mr. Remy?
He looks up at her.
Can you tell me what happened to Alexander?
Mr. Remy.
Some mistakes were made and he's left, Abby. I don't know where, but he's gone.
Oh.
Abby is speechless. Later that night, Abby walks with Rosie. Rosie.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Mistakes were made.
I don't know if it was about me or the contest. What could I possibly have done?
Nothing, okay? This is not on you.
I don't even know. I mean, I didn't win the competition. I didn't get the guy. And now all I have is my mundane repair job at Davidson's.
No, don't say that.
They run into Nadia.
Well,
Nadia.
I did it. I got the winner to show at our store. Here's the card follow-up in the morning.
Will do.
Congratulations again, Abby.
Nadia, I didn't win.
Not the grand prize, but the audience award holds even more weight. Do you know who attends this festival?
Local jewelers and residents of Antwerp.
I imagine they attend as well, yes. But only the finest jewelers, designers, vendors, distributors from all over the world. That's who voted on your piece. And my phone has been ringing off the hook about you. Thank you, by the way, for mentioning your job at Davidson's on your bio. Very smart.
I had no idea.
Oh, there's a strong buzz about you, my friend. And when we get home, we're talking about your future. Also, I would like to buy that winning piece of yours. The Duchess is going to flip for it.
Nadia goes off. Rosie does a happy dance.
It's all happening, Abs.
Yeah. It is.
He enters the Remy and Sons store. Alexander.
Father.
Mr. Remy.
Alexander. Where have you been? I needed time to think. I received your message about the ring. Your mother's ring. It was unexpected. It wasn't an original. It was just inspired by something that represented home to me. I'm sorry. I underestimated you, son. Used to it. I know, and I want to apologize for that. I'm not Matthias. I need someone who's as passionate about the work we do here as I am, and that is you. What you've done for the business, you've accomplished more than any design Matthias could ever make. Things have changed so much in our industry, but I trust you to bring us to the future. And you did the right thing, stepping down from the competition. And I want to thank you for helping me to see that I was wrong. Look, you're a good man. You made me that way, Dad. Raising us all on your own. I am who I am because of you.
But she is home to you.
No, this all is home to me.
Father and son embrace. Sometime later at Vandenberg's jewelry store, Bompa serves a customer. Bompa.
Thank you and have a good day.
The customer exits. Abby.
Bye.
Bye.
Bompa clears up the counter.
Another day, another sale.
Abby looks at the books.
Should help us with the bank. But boy, am I wishing I won that prize money.
Ah, it doesn't matter, Abby.
If this is the end of Funding Rings, we have had a great run, and I have had the most wonderful time having you with me here, side by side.
Well, but we can't give up.
Oh, Abby, I'm slowing down. I'm too old and too tired to do this alone. And you have this opportunity in Chicago, so you have to go back to your life.
Bompa gives Abby a black velvet box.
To always remember where your place is.
She opens it. The diamond is inside.
It's your good luck charm now. You do with it what you want.
Thank you. What? Thank you.
Abby hugs her grandfather.
You figured it out. Grandma would be proud.
Later, Vandenberg's. Abby sits sketching. Nadia enters with Rosie in tow. Nadia.
Okay, what was so important that we had to rush right over?
Abby opens the black velvet box, revealing the diamond inside.
What would you say that's worth?
Whoa.
Nadia is speechless. Nadia looks more closely at the diamond.
It's pristine. Nice quality. A lot of potential. It's very impressive, Abby. How did you come by it?
My grandfather has held on to it for years, and he gave it to me as a going-away gift.
A rock like this is worth $2,500 per carat.
Euros or dollars?
Does it matter? It's a gold mine.
Well, it's 30 carats.
Indeed.
Do you want to buy it from me, Nadia?
Nadia thinks about it.
Very much. You're going out on your own, aren't you?
Yes.
Later, at the bank. Abby.
Mr. Peters?
Mr. Peters looks up.
It's Abby Vandenbrink.
Peters.
Miss Vandenbrink. Please.
Abby takes a seat at his desk.
How nice to meet you in person. And thank you so much for your prior payments.
Well, I have one more.
She hands him a check.
This should settle up the mortgage on Vandenbrink's.
In fact, it does. And we do so appreciate your attention to this matter.
The shop means a lot to me.
Your grandfather is lucky to have you.
You know, this place has welcomed me more than anywhere else, actually.
It's the Belgian Bay.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry, I have to go.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
Now on the street, Abby pulls out her phone and makes a call.
Alexander, it's me. Can you meet me on the bridge? I have to talk to you.
She hurries to the bridge. Now Abby waits on the bridge. Alexander steps up behind her. Alexander.
I guess we don't need to hide out here anymore.
Still sneaking up. Are you okay? What happened? Why the radio silence? What? You dropped out of the competition?
It's a long story. One day I'll tell you everything. I just didn't agree with the decision that my father made. And I just needed some time for myself to figure out my next steps.
And did you?
I did. My father and I spoke, and we're okay. Better than ever. Just him seeing my design felt like he finally saw me. And I believe that would never have happened had I not met you.
I'm glad. I know how much Remy and Sons means to you.
And I know how much Van den Brink means to you. Which is why I think you should stay here, in Antwerp.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I had already decided to stay. I have been searching for so long to find out what home means to me, and it's here, it's Antwerp. It's Vandenbrink's. It's everything. And maybe even you.
They say whenever you find that person, that's home.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I have something for you.
Alexander opens a ring box, presenting her with his ring.
Alexander, we've known each other for 2 weeks, and you're giving me a ring. Do you maybe want to try having a second date first?
It's a gift. It's a gift. So just wear it, don't wear it. I just wanted to give it to the woman that helped me find my way back home.
Well, home is where the heart is.
So corny.
So corny. But so true.
Abby and Alexander kiss. The camera pulls away, then pans up to the overcast sky. Cutout hearts float in the air. Credits.